by engaging biblically with persecution, we here in the UK can learn lessons of Christian discipleship, because so much of Scripture, so much of the New Testament is set in a context where persecution was the norm.
Across the world today, millions of Christians are persecuted. They face oppression, imprisonment, displacement, and even death simply because of their faith in Jesus Christ. These courageous believers are our brothers and sisters. We're in this together with them, and we need to hear their voice. Join host Laura as we discover their stories today on Release International's Voice podcast.
In his well-known words at the end of Matthew 28, Jesus tells his disciples to go and make disciples. Clearly, discipleship is going to be central in the kingdom of God. But what is it? And how are we to understand discipleship in a culture which so highly values the idea of charting your own individual course in the world? I'm your guest host, Laura, and on today's podcast, I'm joined by Release workers, Kenneth and Stephen. We'll be discussing Release International's new Bible study resource, All for Jesus. This course has been designed to help Christians in the UK to come to a better biblical understanding of discipleship by looking at it through the lens of persecution. Hello and welcome, Kenneth and Stephen, to the Voice podcast.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Hi, good to be here.
And it's great to have you both with us. Stephen, you've been on the podcast before, around about this time last year, I believe, and the title of that episode was Lockdown. And guess what? Here we are a year later, still in lockdown. How has that been going for you?
Well, lockdown has been different, if I can use that phrase. Everyone naturally has been forced to adjust their ways of communicating, adjust their ways of engagement, adjust the ways that we do ministry, both here in the UK and also around the world. So it hasn't been easy for anyone really, but we are continuing to find diverse ways of doing things as we must.
I think everyone can relate to that, definitely, all our listeners. And Kenneth, you've been on the podcast a number of times before. You've also been a host on here, so you're quite an experienced hand at this now. And today we're going to be discussing a new Bible study course that you've produced called All for Jesus. And you've written a couple of books previously for Release: Jars of Clay, which is a look at what the West needs to learn from the persecuted church, and Promise and Persecution, which is really a biblical theology of persecution. And Release is it's a Christian ministry. It serves persecuted Christians around the world and enables their voice to be heard here in the UK. So why has Release produced a Bible study for churches on the theme of discipleship?
Yes, thank you. That's a good question. You're quite right, of course. Release is first and foremost a ministry to persecuted Christians. And yes, we seek to bring to the UK the voice of persecuted Christians in order to encourage Christians in this country to respond to the needs that persecution creates. And a phrase that we often use is that we call Christians to respond prayerfully, pastorally, and practically. But at the same time, and I guess this is the answer to your question, really, at the same time, we believe we also have a message that is for the blessing of Christians here in the UK. We believe, and this is perhaps a distinctive of Release, we believe that by engaging biblically, and I can't stress that word enough, by engaging biblically with persecution, we here in the UK can learn lessons of Christian discipleship, not least because so much of Scripture, so much of the New Testament is set in a context where persecution was the norm. And that was really the theme of the first of those books that you kindly mentioned, Jars of Clay. So we've now produced a resource that enables churches in their small groups to explore that more for themselves.
Great, that's really interesting. So let me just ask you then a bit more about the title. So All for Jesus, which has this subtitle, A Persecuted Discipleship Study Course. So where did that phrase come from, and what exactly is persecuted discipleship?
Well, hopefully the main title, All for Jesus, speaks for itself. That's what, as Christians, we're called to do, after all. As it happens, some of your listeners may recognise that it's actually a phrase taken from a well-known hymn, a 19th century hymn, all for Jesus, this our song shall ever be. But in terms of the subtitle, which I guess does need a bit more explanation, persecuted discipleship, what does that mean? I guess most Christians would have a fair idea of what discipleship is. It's following Jesus. And in fact, in the short introduction at the beginning of the booklet, there's a lovely quote from Richard Wurmbrand, the man whose life and suffering inspired the founding of Release. Richard says that someone who goes to a barber for a shave or to a tailor for a suit is a customer. And he says that as Christians, we're to be more than just customers going to Jesus for our personal salvation. We're called to be his disciples, doing the work that he calls us to do. But what about persecuted discipleship? What does that mean? It's actually a phrase that was first coined by Release's chief executive, Paul Robinson, who wrote that introduction in the booklet. And I guess it's perhaps easier to start by saying what it doesn't mean. It doesn't refer to a separate form of discipleship for a select few. We're not saying that there's discipleship for the likes of us and then persecuted discipleship for the elite. No, the phrase persecuted discipleship is simply a way, albeit perhaps a striking way, of talking about discipleship in general, but talking about discipleship in a way that is sufficiently biblical, robustly biblical, that it encompasses, that it includes, and indeed understands the reality of persecution for Christ and the gospel.
That's great, thank you. Yeah, it's a phrase I hadn't heard before, but that is a really clear explanation, so thanks for that. And Stephen, you represent Release in Northern Ireland, and you've done a lot of work there with church engagement, and I know that you've been very eager to see this kind of course developed. Now, there have been a good number of books and courses written on the subject of discipleship. So tell me, why do you think this particular aspect of persecuted discipleship is an important message for Christians in the UK and Ireland to hear?
Discipleship is surely the key to living as a believer and critical for all of us. And you're right, there have been a number of different books and courses written on the subject of discipleship. But I sense that for many of us living in the West, the words of Scripture often make very little sense, or certainly have a lesser impact than they would have done to the original readers. And because of that, we lose out as believers in the West on so much of what the Scriptures actually are teaching us. For example, when Jesus tells his followers that the world will hate them, I often wonder what this really means to a believer living in the UK today. And I ask myself that question. For the past number of years, we have enjoyed much freedom, and hatred towards the followers of Jesus has almost been non-existent here in the West. But things are slowly changing, and there appears to be a need to prepare for the possible impact of an increase in hostility, even here in the UK. Therefore, in combining the Bible with what we can learn from our brothers and sisters in other countries who today suffer for his name, surely that can only be beneficial for all of us. And these lessons of discipleship hopefully will enable the words of the Bible to make much more sense to the UK church. And that's the key aspect that I hope people will grasp from this new resource.
On today's podcast, I'm speaking to Release workers Kenneth and Stephen about All for Jesus, a new persecuted discipleship study course. Keep listening as we go on to discuss the structure of the course and how it can be used in a church home group setting. You can order copies of All for Jesus online at releaseinternational.org/shop. So Kenneth, let me just ask you about the structure of the course. So how is it set out and what is the thinking behind that?
Well, in terms of its appearance, its layout, I guess it comes in a style that will be familiar to anyone who's ever been involved in a small group Bible study in their church. It's in five parts, five Bible studies that cover in turn the Christian as an individual, the Christian church, the Christian gospel that we're called to proclaim, the Christian hope that inspires us, and then finally, the Christian endurance or perseverance, if you like, that we're called to demonstrate, even and particularly in the face of persecution. So to begin with, there are typically a couple of what we might call icebreaker questions to get us going. Then there's a main passage of scripture for each of those studies, although there are cross-references inevitably to other parts of the Bible. Each study builds on what's gone before. There are practical questions, pointers for prayer, and so on. And as will become evident as you get into it, the key Bible passages all have something to say about persecution and how that informs our discipleship.
Thank you. And Stephen, who would you say that this course is aimed at? You know, do you have to be a mature Christian to do it? Do you have to have reached a certain level to qualify? Or can anyone really pick this book up?
It's really for anyone, really. I mean, as many of you will know, I'm a very humble sort of guy. So how could I place myself any higher on the Christian level, spirit level, if you like, than anyone else? But it really is for anyone, wherever you feel you might be on that spirit level. After all, every one of us, no matter what age we are, no matter how long we've been walking with the Lord, continue to learn every single day what it means to be a better disciple of Jesus. And might I hazard a warning to some of the listeners that if you've stopped thinking that you're learning every day, then perhaps you need to question your own walk. We need to be learning every day right through to the day that we die. All for Jesus, I believe, can be used individually as a personal devotional. But it's really designed, as Kenneth has already said, and aimed towards the small group study. But everyone's included.
That's great. It's always good to hear that something is for everyone, just like, you know, Christian faith is. So, Kenneth, we want people to get excited about this. We want to see as many church small groups as possible to do this course. So there will be details about how to order copies included in the show notes. But what if someone is listening and they've really captured the vision for All for Jesus and they've never led a course before, or they're not quite sure how to go about it? What would you advise them to do, and what sort of support can Release offer in that respect?
Well, obviously, we hope that church leaders will take up the course for use in their groups. So if somebody is enthusiastic about it, I guess the place to start is to speak to your church leaders, your normal home group leaders, and so on. Small groups will all be meeting on Zoom at present, I guess. And I suspect that's likely to continue for some time, even if in the months ahead there's a more general return to being physically together on Sundays. But that's not a problem. Because the intention of the course is that every individual has a copy of the booklet. So if you've got a Bible and you've got a copy of the booklet, doesn't matter if you're in somebody's front room or if you're watching each other on a computer screen, it works well. In terms of how to run it and helps, if you like, I think I'd just point out four things within the booklet itself. Firstly, there's that short introduction that I mentioned earlier. It's only about 2.5 pages of A5. Don't skip that. I think it's helpful to read that. It's helpful for everyone to read that, just to grasp the overall aim, if you like, the theme of the course. And then second, just after that, there's an even shorter how to use this study course, which sets out the shape of each session. There's a common shape to each of the five studies, and how people might get the most out of it. And then third, within each study, there's a section near the beginning in a grey box called Setting the Scene. which gives you the context of the main passage of Scripture. That's always important, isn't it? When we're studying the Bible, it's important for preachers, it's important for us as we read the Bible devotionally to know the context of any part of Scripture. And then fourthly, at the end of each study, there's another little section in a grey box called Applying God's Word, which, as the name suggests, is about applying what we've just been looking at together, but particularly in prayer. And I say that because I don't know about you, but my experience of small groups over the years is that often what happens, not always, but often what happens is you have the Bible study, you discuss the passage of Scripture, and then at the end of the meeting you have a time of prayer, and it's almost a case of never the twain shall meet. You know, you have your Bible study, and then the leader says, so what shall we pray for? And what's the temptation? Well, the temptation is to turn immediately to intercession. There's Mrs. Jones, who's in hospital. There's Fred, who's just lost his job or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. Intercession is fundamental to prayer. It's vital to prayer. We should pray for Mrs. Jones and for Fred. But I think it's easy to neglect that prayer also includes responding to what God has said, responding to what we've heard God say in his word, whether that's responding in thankfulness, in praise, perhaps acknowledging that we've been challenged by God's word or that we've been encouraged by God's word and so on. And so that final section, and I hope people get a lot out of that final section just gives us a little bit of a steer in that respect. And in fact, also gives us something to go on thinking about and praying about at home during the following week. So hopefully all of those things will help people to get a lot out of this course.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I know my church and small group, they're very interested in finding new ways that we can connect, you know, while we're still in lockdown. And the fact that this can be done just as well over Zoom as in person is excellent. Hopefully when lockdown does end, we can use it in person. And for now, we can use it on Zoom. So finally, Stephen, what do you think the church in the UK and Ireland would look like if we took this message of persecuted discipleship seriously?
Yeah, it's strange. My mind is immediately drawn, as you ask that question, to the Valley of Dry Bones. I hope you're familiar with that prophecy in the Old Testament by the prophet Ezekiel, the Valley of Dry Bones that are raised up and given power and life. That's what potentially I think the UK and church in Ireland as well could look like. The potential really is endless. And for me, and I know for Release International, this is a really exciting time. We're really excited about this particular book. We could see radical changes in all of our lives, in the lives of other believers, but even within our own culture, we could see changes. The empowerment that this discipleship process might increase in our personal understanding of the Scripture and the improvement that we might potentially get in connection with those who currently experience persecution is wonderful and, for me, motivational. So I'm quite excited, and I hope people will maybe remember that Valley of Dry Bones being raised to life. That'll be something that will connect them with this great resource.
Wow, what a great image to end on. Thank you both so much. Can we really expect to see the church in the UK and Ireland grow if our commitment to Jesus is only half-hearted? What would it look like for us to follow Jesus with full conviction in every area of our lives, shaping ourselves in his mould, aligning ourselves with his values, and sharing in his sufferings for the benefit of a broken world? All for Jesus brings us back to the Bible so that we can explore what that kind of discipleship should look like and so that we can ask God to help us to truly be his disciples. Thank you so much for listening to The Voice podcast. Please do subscribe through your favourite podcast app so that you can stay connected to the voice of persecuted Christians. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. And if you don't already receive our free quarterly magazine or prayer alert emails, then please do subscribe on our website at releaseinternational.org/podcast. Don't forget, you can order copies of the All for Jesus course booklet at releaseinternational.org/shop, where you'll get a special deal of 10 copies for just £9, including postage and packaging.
Remember those who are in prison as if you were in there together with them, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Do not abandon them.